Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, let's do this.
Do you remember?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
That chick angel. Who is at the office by himself, and that's my fault.
Before we begin, I want to shout out the big homie, Tony the Baker.
Yes.
Was on the Breakfast Club. I actually caught it premiering. I didn't know the Breakfast Club premiered things at all. Mm-hmm. And I was up there. I was watching my friend Tony the Baker. And guess what Tony said about me?
It was on YouTube.
What'd he say?
I want to give a shout out to Kev on stage because he is my friend. And he has, I want y'all to have him on the Breakfast Club when you get a chance.
Would you say he's your best friend?
He's one of my best friends because he really looks out for me. And he's like unselfish with his, you know, love for me and stuff like that. And he has an app, Kev on Stage Studios app, black on app that he has, because we can't wait for Netflix. And I feel like everybody should get in on the content that he has going. I want to give a shout out to my crew.
Wasn't that just nice?
It was. He loves you.
He loves me.
He does.
And I love him too.
And what
this
did
is
you
what
call
I heard
him
in my mind when he was saying that.
Hey, stop it.
Where you just like slow tear.
I was on the toilet. I was going pee. Yeah, I was going pee. And a little poop was trying to come out, but it decided it's going to wait.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I'm like, get really out of here.
It's a bigger picture because it ruins the schedule. You're already there. You're like, man, now when's it going to come out? Am I going to be driving? Am I going to have to pull over? I don't know.
And it better not come out after this here shower, because then I'm going to be pissed and I got to take a shower again, because you can't have
water
butt on the shower.
Mm-mm, no, that's not good.
Are you on the toilet? You can't have water butt on the toilet.
On the toilet, yeah. So when he did that, I said, man, this is good friendship. Mm. You get on the Breakfast Club before me, you get in, you hold the door open, you say, give my guy Kevin, because I did it for him. I said,
you
man,
do. I was going to say, you do that exact same thing, Kev. Don't you dare discredit yourself or what you would do in that position.
You want to be on the Breakfast Club?
I love breakfast. I love clubs. I love the Breakfast Club movie.
Hilarious.
You asking me if I want to be on a big platform? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. So hopefully, Charlamagne, Angela Gee. Oh man, y'all got some names.
You can't go up there. You can't go up there without Liz.
I actually was talking to her about that this morning. She was like, "You absolutely can." I was like, "Go on there and talk about the book." She was like, "If they let us talk about the book, I'm gonna go." But if they just say we just want Kev, she said it's too big of an opportunity for you just to not go.
I feel like lip service would be great for the book.
Yeah. We'll take it all, because I'm trying to be on that New York Times of the bestsellers.
Oh, you
so
will.
Big shout out to Tony the Baker. Great, great, great friend. Also want to shout out our first black woman. Supreme Court Justice. Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Come on, Justice Jackson.
Come on, KBJ. Big Supreme Court Justice.
You
Big
know,
Supreme Court energy. Go ahead, Angel. How you feeling?
I feel great, but then I also had a reflective moment, and I was like, you would have think they just invented black women. I, of course, I am excited, ecstatic. And then I was like, wait, this is our first time? God, dog.
In the year our Lord and Savior 2022, Angel, you 40 plus one.
And it happened in my lifetime. I think about how old my mother is. I think about my grandmother. And I'm like, there was some folk before them, too.
A lot of them.
I was like, but yeah. Do they think we just, like, it's like, what you call it, when Columbus came over here and stole this land? It's like, I never knew. That's what it feels like. It feels very Tony Baker. I never knew. I'm like, but we've been here. But I am, like, you know, I'll say things about Kamala because I ain't seen her. But to have Kamala Harris be the one to state that Justice Brown was officially an appointed Supreme Court judge was like, this is really monumental. Like, I don't think my grandmother would have ever envisioned that happening. I think she would have been like, I must be high. I must be on a drug, and it's a good one. So yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, listen, I it was funny when Barack Obama was elected president, I realized I was fully prepared to live the whole entirety of my life without ever seeing a black president. Black presidents were such a figment of my imagination and our collective imagination as people that if a movie was set in the future, they would put the president as black because that's how they know, oh, this is a future movie. It's a post-apocalyptic movie. You got a black president. Or a woman president.
Or a woman, yeah.
It's got to be 200 years for it in America. And same thing with the Supreme Court, because, you know, they be serving lifetime for the most part. They retire right before the Lord calls them home.
That's any federal court judge. Court.
You know judges.
Listen, because, come on. I told Magistrate. You, I said, how we gonna celebrate? But that's one of the, like, to be appointed to a federal judgeship, or whether it be on state level, or well, not state level, whether it be within your state,
yeah,
or the Supreme Court, that is a lifetime appointment. You have to either retire or die.
You can't take it. Here's something interesting. So PPICU says, I hate that we're turning into her initials, say her complete name, title included. That's a fair point. My counter to that is that in the black community, a nickname is a term of endearment, right? I don't call hardly anybody. Matter of fact, I'm trying to think of anybody I closely know that I call by their birth name. Angel is
me.
Angel might be the only person.
You call me by all of my goddamn names. See,
because your name is so short, I go, that chick, Angel Lakiti Mortensi, the actress. But Joshua's full name is Josh. I mean, Josh's full name is Joshua.
Melissa calls me my full legal.
Zay Zay's Isaiah. Joe is Joe. Monty don't even go by his full name. His full name, Lamontarius. He don't go by that in my home. My mom named Sheila, I call her mom. Dad named Willie, call him dad. Tank. I do sometimes say Marcus.
Yeah.
I say Tahir. Tony's name is such a nickname, people think that's his name. Mm-hmm. His name, Anthony.
Mm.
But you don't even say no Anthony.
I do.
Kai and Sai, you rob them of nickname by making their name so short.
Oh, no. People be calling Kai Kai, Sai Sai. Actually, yeah. They ask for nicknames. And one, Sai Sai, Sai is Dimples. That's what I call them.
They ask for nicknames?
Mm-hmm. They were like, can we have nicknames? I was like, Dimples.
Amar is the Republican.
And I didn't even give, no, he's the landlord. Tony threw the Republican on him. I was like, why he got to be that?
The landlord really sums up Amar's entire disposition.
And he thinks he owns everything.
Ketanji Brown Jackson. Is it Justice? Is that first?
Justice. Ketanji Brown Jackson.
That's one thing that I really love about this. Maybe we're older. You know, I'm 38, Angel 40 plus one. And this is happening for the first time in our lives. But for Amar, she would already be Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. There would already have been, the black president will be in the past when he starts recognizing who the presidents are, as opposed to the first time. My kid's first president is the first president they remember is Barack Hussein Obama.
Right. Same with mine.
That's fire.
Yeah. So
it's big boom boom.
PP, I agree with you. She said he or she, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. That's your family. We aren't this lady's family. I agree. But here's the thing. We black folks give nicknames to people we don't know as well.
I was about to say that doesn't really.
Winston Duke is M'Baku. That ain't even a nickname. That's his character's name.
You called him M'Baku to his face and keep your distance. Yeah. M'Baku in the crowd.
PPICU is a woman. She said she. So listen, I agree with you. Fair. I'm gonna say KBJ though sometimes. KBJ's solid. It's good. Good and clean.
Somebody said that she was my Sarah. Now, I double checked. I do not believe she is, because you know if she was, you would have heard the oops around the world. But was Delta there? Oh, absolutely. We were there. We weren't even there for the woman that was an Asabra, that was an AKA. We were there for Kamala.
Y'all went up Kamala. For her. She was an AKA.
Yeah, because we support women regardless. That's what we do.
All right. So,
but yeah, congratulations to her.
Oh, I want to say this one more thing about her. And I don't think the stage crew did it, but I saw a couple of people. Ketanji Brown Jackson is, I was seeing some people give her a little bit of crap because she's married to a Wahite gentleman. Listen, y'all, hush. Okay? Listen, we know it's okay for black women to marry white men. We don't want no black men marrying no white women. That's what we don't want. Black women, they got to do it if they got to go with what they can go with. That's black men that ain't supposed to marry the white women. Black women, y'all do whatever y'all see good and fit. And well, let her marry whoever she want, because the way her daughter looked at her, and now she looks, that's justice mama now. Ain't just regular mama. That's justice mama.
What would you have to do for your kids to look at you that way, Kevin?
Be in a movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Do they just be?
The last and Tony Baker. That happened that my both of my kids were even raised an eyebrow about was when The Rock followed me.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was like, huh. Zay Zay was like, nice. The Black Museum, my own tours, these shows, no. Either be in a movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson or be a character on Minecraft. Something that is like, for Isaiah, now, if I was in a WWE, if I was a wrestler, he'd be like, oh, my
if God. You got a Fortnite skin, Joe would lose his mind.
He would lose his entire mind. I'm just, my kids are at that age where nothing is cool for me. From me.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So, this episode is entitled, You Shouldn't Tweet That, because there are some tweets that just probably shouldn't have been tweeted. This one is to each his own, but I want to share this. What the woman had said, okay? She said, never dating a man who doesn't practice semen retention again. The difference between the two types of men is remarkably and extremely noticeable. One is a lot weaker. Semen retention men focus on self-development, not a time waster, a lot more masculine. Chronic ejaculator, weak, lack of energy, also quite feminine. Okay? So somebody asked, he said, banging the wife makes a man feminine? And the person responded, not the person who tweeted, but someone else said, penis has sensitive mucosa membranes along the glands. Vagina produces and secretes estrogen. Putting your penis in this heavily estrogenified environment makes it absorb estrogen into your bloodstream. At the most vulnerable part of the body, testosterone production blocked.
Well, give me a feminine man, okay? Because I want the show in the finale, okay? I want the whole thing. And you trying to tell me that you want to hold it together like this is Bridgerton season one? I don't want that. What? I don't, like,
people literally just be talking out of the side of their brains and whatever thoughts come out. First of all, is that like a conversation on the first day? So what you be doing with your semen?
Retention in it.
Well, then it's me and you. Like, no, that is the dumbest. That you going that I feel like that's gonna cause some sort of cancer or some sort of something with all, that blockage. Like the semen is supposed it. You know they don't get confused. They don't swim back up the shaft.
It's a one way street.
Mm. Yes. Why do women? Why do people come up with these stupid theories? It's the dumbest thing ever.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it. I think people think I don't. This might be deleted by now because a lot of time people delete it. You know what? I'm not gonna link the tweet because I don't want nobody going and bothering her on my account. Just that's trust me. The funniest thing is not her thing. The person who said putting the penis in the vagina is an estrogenified environment. What? That's where it go though.
But what is that? Is that a real word? Estrogenified?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Estrogenified?
Hold on, make sure I spelled it right.
See if you spelled it. Exactly.
Google is like, what?
Because it's stupid. Estrogenified. People learn how to spell one word, learn how to spell another word, and just say, let me just smash it together. It's like in the pastors, in the Greek, estrogenable means make a feminine man. That's what that's doing. Nothing. Everything is gay, apparently. Everything is taking away, is emasculating.
Yes.
Just if you wake up and you go, what that is opening your mouth to a phallical force. The gay god is going to insert his penis when you yawn.
Oh my god. This is a word. There's a couple people saying this. Estrogenized is a word. Okay, that means modified by the presence of estrogen. Okay, but estrogenified is not. That's why I think it's stupid to be like you. One of the things that I think is ridiculous, and it's never stopped me, eating glizzies, eating hot dogs. They'd be like, "Oh, look at the glizzy gladiator."
It's a glizzy goat.
I've never heard of glizzy before.
Glizzy's big in New York, though.
Glizzy is a hot dog.
Yeah, that's a glizzy. Glizzy gang. Well, glizzy gang is kind of abbreviated.
Well, when you call it a glizzy, yeah, it sounds hella gay. But as a hot dog, no. I put a glizzy in my throat, that sounds like a penis. That doesn't sound like a hot dog. Definitely. It sounds very sexual. It does not sound like a food.
Listen, man, I'm telling you what is...
If you would like to hear more of our bonus episodes, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon for the live aspect and the community that you're missing out on, or the Kev On Stage Studios app for just the straight bonus episodes. Boy, you're missing out with just this little stuff. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire, fire, here's another bang of fire, with my boy Kev On Stage, and that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.